Well, now let's go just to the north of Arizona, to Utah, where a Y2 analytics poll released over the weekend shows Donald Trump trailing badly. Just 11% of likely Republican caucus goers. Ted Cruz is in first place with 53%, John Kasich in second with 29%. Now, the margin of victory is critical because of how Utah awards its delegates. If any candidate gets over 50%, he takes all of them. Otherwise, delegates are awarded proportionally to candidates who receive at least 15% of the vote. Brian Grimmett is the online editor for KUER in Salt Lake City. And Brian, can we assume that one of the factors here is Mitt Romney, the former presidential candidate, longtime resident, highly respected Mormon leader in a heavily Mormon state who's been coming out strong against Donald Trump?
I would definitely say it is having an effect. I don't think it's having an effect on those who are already going to support Trump, but I do think it's having an effect on whether you're going to vote for Cruz or whether you're going to vote for Kasich, because Romney's pretty much come out and said the only way we can stop Trump is to vote for Cruz. And I think a lot of people listen to that. He's very well respected in this state. And so when he speaks, the people listen.
Well, and there's Mitt Romney. But also, as I said, it's a heavily Mormon state. And what we're hearing from Mitt Romney and others is that one thing that they object to is Donald Trump's religious-based thinking about Muslims entering the country. Is that having an impact?
That's having a really big impact. I think it's interesting to see that Utah is so against Trump when other states, even those who vote against him, they're still, 30-40% to vote for Trump. Mormons have a history of being prejudiced against because of their religion. So they see a candidate saying all Muslims, we can't have them come into this country. And that worries them a little bit. They've been there and they say, well, today it's Muslims. Maybe next week it's Mormons. And so they see that and they say that doesn't really go well with what we believe.
Doesn't sit well. Well, let's listen to a little tape of your colleague, Andrea Smartin, speaking with Holly Richardson, who's a candidate for the Utah State Senate.
So let's say Trump is the nominee. What are you going to do?
Not vote for Trump. So I'm a never Trump. Under any circumstances, I will not vote for that man. So if he's the nominee and there's not a viable third party candidate, I'll write in somebody's name, but I will not vote for Donald Trump.
Brian, talk about that. People might write in a name. What name might that be?
I think it goes back to our previous conversation. I think people would write in Mitt Romney's name, honestly. That's the talk that I hear. If there's not some viable third-party candidate that was Republican but is kind of running against it, it's probably going to be Mitt Romney. I mean, there are a few other names that people might write in, but that one is the first that comes to mind.
Well, talk about the strategy on the Republican side in the state. We understand that Ted Cruz is telling people if you vote for John Kasich, that might as well be a vote for Donald Trump, because if the goal is to stop Trump, you want to stop all the delegates. Talk about how proportional voting might impact this race.
So in Utah, it's kind of interesting. If any one candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, gets a simple majority, they take all 40 Republican delegates that the state has to offer. So what Cruz is essentially saying is we've got to win this state and we've got to win it big, or Trump might get some and Kasich might get some. And so that's kind of his argument. That's even what Mitt Romney's come out and said is, we've got to vote for Cruz because it's going to stop Trump. And that's what I find really interesting. The push to support Cruz in this state isn't even so much we've got to support Cruz because he's the best possible presidential candidate. It's he's our best chance at stopping Trump from getting the nomination.
Yeah. Take a look at the Democratic side. And by the way, we're hearing that stalwart Republicans in the state might switch and vote for Hillary Clinton if Donald Trump is the nominee. So pick up on that. But also, who are voters preferring when it comes to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
So there's not a whole lot of good polling, but some of the polling we've seen so far really does have it kind of neck and neck. It's about 50-50 between Sanders and Clinton among likely Democratic caucus goers. But it'll be interesting to see, because Sanders has had two events in the state over the past couple of days, and Clinton hasn't. She was the only presidential candidate who didn't make appearance in Utah. I don't know if that'll make a difference come caucus night, but I know a lot of people who are on the fence have been swayed. Well, maybe I think I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders. So he's got a good chance of taking the delegates here. But unlike the Republicans, where there's a chance for it to be winner take all, the Democrats is proportional no matter what. So either way, Sanders and Clinton are both going to come out with quite a few delegates from the state.
And we remind people that Democrats may make up only 30% of the voters in Utah, but those that are there are fierce. Salt Lake is one of the most progressive cities in the country, and so it's going to be interesting to see what the Democrats do. But again, might Republicans in Utah ultimately vote for Hillary Clinton?
That's what the polls are showing. It's interesting. We've talked to a few people about it, and some people say, no, I don't think that could possibly be the case. But that's what the polls are showing, that if it's Donald Trump, there's such a dislike for him as a potential presidential nominee that they might consider voting for Hillary. I think they look at her record and say, well, we really don't like the Democrats, but it might be better than Trump.
And of course, that is if it is Hillary Clinton. Brian Grimmett, online editor for KUER in Salt Lake City. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And one more political note. Donald Trump and Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren are locked in a war of words. Yesterday, she unleashed a tweet storm, a lot of tweets in a short period of time, calling Trump a bully, a racist, a misogynist. And then a reporter asked Trump to respond.
Who's that, the Indian? You mean the Indian?
You mean the Indian. Donald Trump referring to the 2012 controversy when Warren's rival for the Senate, Scott Brown, questioned the Oklahoman's claim that she had Native American ancestry. Well, Trump then blamed Warren for dividing the country.
People like Elizabeth Warren really have to get their act together because it's going to stay divided. And that includes Hillary and probably includes me, includes everybody. This country has to get together because we're in serious trouble.
Elizabeth Warren responded by calling Trump a loser and a wannabe tyrant. Campaign 2016.